Durin held Ecclon as short as he might, but Ecclon was so bold because of Excalibur that he waxed passing hardy. But all men that beheld him said they saw never knight fight so well as Arthur did, considering the blood that he bled. So was all the people sorry for him, but the two brethren would not accord. Then always they fought together as fierce knights, and Sir Arthur withdrew him a little for to rest him, and Sir Ecclon called him to battle and said, "It is no time for me to suffer thee to rest." And therewith he came fiercely upon Arthur, and Sir Arthur was wroth for the blood that he had lost, and smote Ecclon on high upon the helm so mightily that he made him nigh to fall to the earth. Page 132. And therewith Arthur's sword brast at the cross, and fell in the grass among the blood, and the pommel and the sure handles he held in his hands. And when Sir Arthur saw that, he was in great fear to die. But always he held up his shield and lost no ground, nor bated no cheer. The asterisk reads, bated no cheer, did not look dismayed. Return to text. Chapter 10. How King Arthur's sword that he fought with brake, and how he recovered of Ecclon his own sword, Excalibur, and overcame his enemy. Then Sir Ecclon began with words of treason, and said, "Knight, thou art overcome, and mayest not endure, and also thou art weaponless, and thou hast lost much of thy blood, and I am full loath to slay thee, and therefore yield thee to me as recreant." "Nay," said Sir Arthur, "I may not so, for I have promised to do the battle up to the uttermost, by the faith of my body, while me lasteth the life, and therefore I had never to die with honor than to live with shame. And if it were possible for me to die 100 times, I had never to die so oft that yield me to thee. For though I lack weapon, I shall lack no worship, and if thou slay me weaponless, that shall be thy shame." "Well," said Ecclon, "as for the shame, I will not spare now, keep thee from me, for thou art but a dead man." And therewith Ecclon gave him such a stroke that he fell nigh to the earth, and would have had Arthur to have cried him mercy. But Sir Arthur pressed unto Ecclon with his shield, and gave him with the pommel in his hand such a buffet that he went 3 strides aback. And when the damosel of the lake beheld Arthur, how full of prowess his body was, and the false treason that was wrought for him to have had him slain, she had great pity so good a knight and such a man of prowess should be so destroyed. Page 133. And at the next stroke Sir Ecclon struck him such a stroke that by the damosel's enchantment the sword Excalibur fell out of Ecclon's hand to the earth. And therewith Sir Arthur lightly leapt to it and gat it in his hand, and forthwithal he knew that it was his sword, Excalibur, and said, "Thou hast been from me all too long, and much damage hast thou done me." And therewith he espied the scabbard hanging by his side, and suddenly he start to him and pulled the scabbard from him and threw it from him as far as he might throw it. "O knight," said Arthur, "this day hast thou done me great damage with this sword. Now are ye come unto death, for I shall not warrant you, but ye shall as well be rewarded with this sword, or ever we depart, as thou hast rewarded me, for much pain have ye made me to endure, and much blood have I lost." And therewith Sir Arthur rushed on him with all his might, and pulled him to the earth, and then rushed off dragged off. Return to text. His helm, and gave him such a buffet on the head that the blood came out at his ears, his nose, and his mouth. "Now will I slay thee," said Arthur. "Slay me ye well. You may well," said Ecclon, "and it please you, for ye are the best knight that ever I found, and I see well that God is with you. But for I promise to do this battle," said Ecclon, "to the uttermost, and never to be recreant while I lived. Therefore shall I never yield me with my mouth, but God do with my body what he will." Then Sir Arthur remembered him and thought he should have seen this knight. Now tell me, said Arthur, or I will slay thee. Of what country art thou, and of what court? Sir knight, said Sir Accalon, I am of the court of King Arthur, and my name is Accalon of Gaul. Then was Arthur more dismayed than he was beforehand, for then he remembered him of his sister Morgan le Fay, and of the enchantment of the ship. Oh, sir knight, said he, I pray you tell me who gave you this sword, and by whom ye had it. Page 134. Chapter 11. How Accalon confessed the treason of Morgan le Fay and King Arthur's sister, and how she would have done slay him. Then Sir Accalon bethought him and said, Woe worth this sword, for by it have I gotten my death. It may well be, said the king. Now, sir, said Accalon, I will tell you, this sword hath been in my keeping for the most part of this 12 months, and Morgan le Fay, King Urien's wife, sent it me yesterday by a dwarf to this intent, that I should slay King Arthur, her brother, for ye shall understand King Arthur is the man in the world that she most hateth, because he is most of worship and of prowess of any of her blood. Also she loveth me out of measure as paramour, and I her again, and if she might bring about to slay Arthur by her crafts, she would slay her husband King Urien's lightly, and then had she me devised to be king in this land, and so to reign, and she to be my queen. But that is now done, said Accalon, for I am sure of my death. Well, said Sir Arthur, I feel by you you would have been king in this land. It would have been great damage to have destroyed your lord, said Arthur. It is truth, said Accalon, but now I have told you truth. Wherefore I pray you tell me of whence you are and of what court. O Accalon, said King Arthur, now I let thee wit that I am King Arthur, to whom thou hast done great damage. When Accalon heard that, he cried aloud, Fair, sweet Lord, have mercy on me, for I knew not you. O Sir Accalon, said King Arthur, mercy shalt thou have, because I feel by thy words at this time thou knowest not my person, but I understand well by thy words that thou hast agreed to the death of my person, and therefore thou art a traitor. Page 135. But I wit, asterisk after wit, asterisk reads the blame. Blame for wit. Return to text. The less for my sister Morgan le Fay, by her false crafts made thee to agree and consent to her false lusts. But I shall be sore avenged upon her, and I live that all Christendom shall speak of it. God knoweth I have honored her and worshipped her more than all my kin, and have more I trusted her than my own wife and all my kin after. Then Sir Arthur called the keepers of the field and said, Sirs, cometh hither, for here are we two knights that have foughten unto a great damage unto us both, and like each one of us to have slain other, if it have happed so, and had any of us known other, here had been no battle, no stroke, nor stroke stricken. Then all aloud cried Accalon unto all the knights and men that were then there gathered together, and said to them in this manner, O lords, this noble knight that I have foughten withal, the which me sore repenteth, is the most man of prowess of manhood and of worship in the world, for it is himself, King Arthur, our Arthur. There's an asterisk after author, and the asterisk reads, Our author or of us all. Return to text. Our author, liege lord, and with mishap and with misadventure have I done this battle with the king and lord that I am holden withal. Chapter 12. How Arthur accorded the two brethren and delivered the 20 knights, and how Sir Accalon died. Then all the people fell down on their knees and cried, King Arthur, mercy. Mercy shall ye have, said Arthur. Here may ye see what adventures befallen oft time of errant knights, how that I have foughten with a knight of mine own unto my great damage, and his both. But, sirs, I am sore hurt, and he both, and I had great need of little rest. Ye shall understand the opinion union betwixt ye two, you two brethren. As to thee, Sir Damas, for whom I have been champion and won the field of this knight, yet will I judge because ye, Sir Damas, are called an orgulous knight, and full of villainy and not worth the prowess of your deeds. Therefore I will that ye gave unto your brother all the whole manner with the appurtenance under this form that Sir Ontzlake held the manner of you, and yearly to give you a palfrey to ride upon, for that will become you better to ride on than upon a courser. Page 136. Also I charge thee, Sir Damas, upon pain of death, that thou never distress no knights errant that ride on their adventure, and also that thou restore these 20 knights that thou hast long kept prisoners of all their harness, that they be content for, and if any of them come to my court and complain of thee by my head, thou shalt die therefore. And also, Sir Ontzlake, as to you, because ye are named a good knight, and full of prowess, and true and gentle in all your deeds, this shall be your charge. I will give you that in all goodly haste. You come unto me and my court, and ye shall be a knight of mine, and if your deeds be thereafter, I shall so prefer you by the grace of God, that ye shall in short time be in ease for to live as worshipfully as your brother Sir Damas. God thank your largeness of your goodness and of your bounty. I shall be from henceforward at all times at your commandment. For, sir, said Ontzlake, as God would, as I was hurt by late with an adventurous knight through both my thighs, that grieved me sore, and else had I done this battle with you. God would, said Arthur, if it had been so, for then had not I been hurt as I am, I shall tell you the cause why. For I had not been hurt as I am, had not been mine own sword that was stolen from me by treason, and this battle was ordained aforehand to have slain me, and so it was brought to the purpose by false treason and by false enchantment. Alas, said Sir Ontzlake, that is a great pity that ever so noble a man as ye are of great of your deeds and prowess, that any man or woman might find in their hearts to work any treason against you. I shall reward them, said Arthur, in a short time by the grace of God. Now tell me, said Arthur, how far am I from Camelot? Page 137. Sir, you are 2 days' journey therefrom. I would fain be at some place of worship, said Sir Arthur, that I might rest me. Sir, said Sir Ontzlake, thereby is a rich abbey of your elders, foundation of nuns, but 3 miles hence. So the king took his leave of all the people and mounted upon horseback, and Sir Accalon with him, and when they were come to the abbey, he let fetch leeches and search his wounds and Accalon's both, but Sir Accalon died within 4 days, for he had bled so much blood that he might not live, but King Arthur was well recovered. So when Accalon was dead, he let send him on a horse bier with 6 knights unto Camelot, and said, bear him to my sister Morgan le Fay, and say that I send her him to a present, and tell her I have my sword Excalibur and the scabbard. And so they departed with the body. Chapter 13. How Morgan would have slain Sir Uriens, her husband, and how Sir Uwain, her son, saved him. The meanwhile, Morgan le Fay had weaned King Arthur had been dead, so on a day she espied King Uriens lay in his bed, sleeping, and then she called unto her maiden of her council, and said, go fetch me my lord's sword, for I saw never better time to slay him than now. Oh, madam, said the damosel, an ye slay my lord, ye can never escape. Care not you, said Morgan le Fay, for now I see my time in which it is best to do it, and therefore hie thee fast and fetch me the sword. Then the damosel departed, found Sir Uwain sleeping upon a bed in another chamber, so she went unto Sir Uwain and awakened him and bade him arise and wait on my lady, your mother, for she will slay the king and your father sleeping in his bed, and for I go to fetch his sword. Page 138. Well, said Sir Uwain, go on your way and let me deal. Anon, the damosel, brought Morgan the sword with quaking hands, and lightly took the sword and pulled it out, and went boldly unto the bedside, and waited how and where she might slay him best. And as she lifted up the sword to smite Sir Owain, leapt unto his mother, and caught her by the hand, and said, "Ah, fiend, what wilt thou do? An thou were not my mother, with the sword I should smite off thy head." "Ah," said Sir Owain, "men said that Merlin was begotten of a devil, but I may say an earthly devil bare me. O fair son Owain, have mercy upon me. I was tempted with a devil, there wherefore I cry thee mercy. I will nevermore do so, and save my worship, and discover me not. On this covenant," said Sir Owain, "I will forgive it you, so ye will never be about to do such deeds." "Nay, son," said she, "and that I make you assurance."